this is Dawn with MovieNightTrafficLight.com bringing you what's happening in theaters this weekend, and our first movie is Ghost Town. You know, one bad thing about dying, well, except for the dying part, of course, is that if the doctors do manage to revive you, you get to see a whole lot of ghosts.
Did anything unusual happen during my procedure?
You died.
I died.
A little bit.
How long?
7 minutes.
A bit less.
I died for 7 minutes.
A bit less.
Everybody dies.
Greg Kinnear is the main ghost guy, and he just wants somebody to break up the relationship his wife is having. Now that he's dead. So, I did get a chance to see this movie because I had to go see the other movie that's opening this week, but the word is this is kind of a cute comedy, and if you're a big fan of the TV show Ghost Whisperer and you want to laugh some, well, this movie's probably for you, and if you're a big fan of the movie Ghostbusters, well, completely irrelevant because this movie's nothing like that. But one thing I do know for sure, if you're picking a movie to go see this weekend, this one has definitely got to be better than the second movie this week, which is Lakeview Terrace. And Samuel L. Jackson is a cop who lives in Lakeview Terrace with his two kids. Problem is, he pretty much loses it when a biracial couple moves in next door, and so he messes with their minds and their lives.
Whatever it is about us that bothers you, we gotta figure out a way to deal with this.
Or what? The man never made an actual threat against your life, and he has the color issue on his side. And that color happens to be blue.
So going into this movie is expecting suspense and a whole lot of, oh my god, what's going to happen next moments? Well, it doesn't have any of that. What it does have is a whole lot of hate and hate and more hate. Samuel cannot stand the fact that a black woman married a white guy, and he wants to make his point till either somebody moves or dies. Now, I really wanted to like this movie because I like Samuel L. Jackson so much. And, you know, isn't he heading up the Justice League or something now? But there's no redeeming social condition or moral enlightenment or any of that stuff that makes a movie worth seeing. Now, newsflash for the studio out there. Movie studio, we already know that hate is a bad thing. We get that. We're not stupid, and we do not want to sit there and watch a movie that is just one hateful thing after another, all the way to the very end. So on our movie night traffic light, Lakeview Terrace, this one is a red light. For more movie information, go to MovieNightTrafficLight.com and enjoy the movies.